Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Welcome back here, courtside in Dodge City, Kansas, at none other than United Wireless Arena. I'm printing profit. Kirk Kilman back in studio, and we have some results for everyone back at home. Little River just took down Gossel 25-15, 25-13. With that being said, Little River now locks the Saturday game. Whether they are the number one or number two, that will be decided in their game against Centralia, as Little River and Centralia are the last two 2-0 teams remaining in pool play, and Gossel and Frankfurt the last two 0-2 teams remaining, which means that upcoming here, Frankfurt and Gossel, no matter who wins this game, they are out completely from Saturday. It's a game here of pride on the line. So, again, a game here to finish out on a good note to end state tournament for both these teams. Their journeys end here with this final matchup against each other, Frankfurt and Gossel. Up next, though, we will have Centralia and Little River, who will play for the deciding number one spot in this A-court pool, and this is really important because the person who is number one in pool A will play number two in pool B, and the number one of pool B will play the number two of pool A. So again, it'll be a big matchup, but Centralia is guaranteed Saturday. Little River is guaranteed Saturday. Where they might fit and who they will play is still kind of up in the air. We'll have that officially probably later on in the day. We'll have that up on our MSC Sports .net website, as currently Court B is actually kind of behind here, so we won't know officially who Centralia plays right off the bat, or River or Little River right after that matchup. So upcoming here, we will have Gossel and Frankfurt, but again, these two teams are eliminated from a continuous postseason contention. They're done for Saturday, both 0-2 here in pool play, but trying to at least get one win here in the pool play to at least finish out here on a high note. Gossel, they have lost against Centralia and Little River 25-20, 25-18, and just against Little River 25-15, 25-13. Frankfurt Wildcats, they've lost against Centralia and Little River as well. Against Centralia, 25-18, 25-17, and then against Little River to start the morning for them, that was 25-15 and 25-16. All right, we're going to take a step aside real quick here. We'll be right back. And then we will get things all here for the next upcoming game we'll have here on 92.1 KMZ. It's the Gossel Bluebirds and the Frankfurt Wildcats playing here for some pride on the line. And again, not guaranteed Saturday, but a chance here to finish off with a win in the Class 1A Division 1 state tournament. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Now's the time to call Trailers for You at 785-292-4166. Looking for a rugged Travelon steel stock trailer built to last, or ready to step up to a premium Merritt aluminum stock trailer? We'll get it built your way with the features that matter most to you. And while you're here, let's talk seed. Find out what's working on our farm and get yours ordered today to lock in the best prices. That's Trailers for You in downtown Frankfurt, your trusted trailer and seed headquarters. Call us today at 785-292-4166.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wankland Oil in Frankfurt is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wankland for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wankland Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wankland Oil in Frankfurt today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Kansaland Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA. The Frankfort Wildcats here taking on the Gossel Bluebirds. The Bluebirds here, number 5 seed in this tournament here in Class 1A, Division 1. Frankfort Wildcats, the number 8 seed. Both these teams are 0-2 in pool play, while Little River and Centralia are 2-0, which means that Centralia and Little River are guaranteed Saturday in Frankfort and Gossel. Well, their season ends here. This is the final match they'll play in 2025. So it's pretty much all pride on the line, trying to end the season in a positive note for both of these teams. And again, you kind of look here at Frankfort and what has really been, you could really deem a Cinderella story to get up to this point. And again, I mean, you look at this team. They were at one point 4-25 when entering the TDL tournament. 6-29 before entering regionals and sub-state. This is a team that at that moment wasn't seen as a competitor to get to the state tournament, but they have rocked the entirety of Northeast Kansas, and they made a statement when they came out and they were in close games in regionals against St. John Simpson, Sylvan Lucas, and Burlingame. And don't forget what they did against Seabury Academy in three sets, losing the first one 27-25, but winning the second and third 25-17 and 25-7. And, of course, the biggest highlight on the season for Frankfort is the upset against the highly ranked Rock Hills, sending the Grizzlies back to their den, losing that first set 25-22, but then after that, winning back-to-back close sets 26-24 and 25-16. This is the Frankfort team that has battled against all kinds of adversity this year. They have battled up. They have continued to fight and grind, and that has got them to this point here in the postseason, and it has been an incredible journey. Even though that it comes to an end to your form, it has been a remarkable road up to this point. Gossel, still, for them, remarkable here. This is the first time getting to the postseason since 2017 when they finished up as a 2A runner-up. They had lost three straight sub-state championships, by the way, also to Little River. In all three of those years, Little River would go on and win the Class 1A Division 1 state championship, as right now they're looking to defend that title for a fourth consecutive year in a row. But again, it's the end of a row, but that doesn't mean you can't ride out in glory, and both these teams will look to do so here in their final match here in Dodge City at United Wireless Arena. And we've seen both these teams already tonight. Gossel, the story is the young sophomore, the 5'5" outside hitter in Delaney Dirksen. In that game against Centralia, which Gossel fell to 25-20, 25-18, she had an incredible stat line. She finished with 9 total kills. She's had over 400 kills in this season as just a sophomore. She was the one who mostly led the kills there for Gossel. Right behind her, though, Isabella O'Neill. She had 7 to carry her own weight. But other than that, O'Neill and Dirksen, not many other Bluebirds were there patting their wings and go out of kills. As long as Frankfort can take out 17-11, they should have a good shot here to try to come away with a win here in this state tournament. But Frankfort, you look at their side, Ashton Dollinghouse, she's had a tremendous go here. So far, she is at 7 kills total in this state tournament run. Parthamer, she's round out well. She's averaging 4 kills a set. Got 4 kills against Centralia, 4 kills against Little River. Lorelai Loizo, man, I don't know what else I can say about her, but she's been a tremendous 5'9" senior as her season comes to an end here in this match, upcoming match. But again, a final match to play here for Frankfort. Lorelai Loizo already 12 kills here through this tournament, a chance to maybe add more to get over 20. That would be an incredible way to end her senior career. So as I mentioned, we're going to take a step aside real quick. We'll come back. We'll lead you right up to the serve-off between the Gossel Bluebirds and the Frankfort Wildcats. It's a game of pride, and it's a game to take home at least one win here from the state tournament, as both these teams are not guaranteed Saturday, and it will be Little River and Centralia who will battle at 3 o'clock for the chance at the number one spot going into the tournament play on Saturday in the semifinals. And, of course, both teams looking for a state championship on top. All right, taking a step aside, we're back in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Upcoming here, our matchup, the Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Gospel Bluebirds.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a team ready to hit the road? Adding a useful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your team, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Everybody, welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 at KMZA. I'm Printed Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio again here. A game for pride on the line to end the postseason here with a win, but both the Gospel Bluebirds and the Frankfort Wildcats here out of tournament play on Saturday, as that is guaranteed to the Centralia Panthers and Little River. But the decider of that number one spot is coming up here in roughly about an hour or so between the state rematch of last year, the Centralia Panthers against the Little River Redskins. But again, here we got to get through this game. And again, it's a game of pride on the line. It's a game to end the state run here with at least one win. Frankfort, I've talked about how incredible their journey has been this season. I continue to hammer that home. I know they will go home, but again, they will go home still with at least pride on their shoulders, with their hangs head high, because this has been an incredible run to even get here to this state tournament for them. Gospel, same situation. They have been held out of the state tournament since 2017. Frankfort, they've been held out since 2010. So for both these teams, it's been a real privilege to be able to get back here and to battle as hard as both these teams did throughout the season to get to this point. But again, matchup here starting soon between Gossel and Frankfort. Gossel here, again, we mentioned that they're 0-2 in pool play. They lost to Centralia 25-20, 25-18. They also lost to Little River just now 25-15, 25-13. Frankfort Wildcats on the other side, they lost to Little River in their first matchup 25-15 and 25-16. And of course, against Centralia, 25-18 and 25-17. Gossel here on the season is 31-12. The Frankfort Wildcats are 11-31. And again, I've mentioned already, they were 1.4-25 before going into their final portion of the season, where it was TVL tournament play, regional play, and sub-state play. Only coming in with four wins up to that point, and being able to go on a run where you win seven of your next 11 games. He's phenomenal, and again, an incredible testament to how good this team has been to be able to get here to this point. And I'll illustrate it again. A lot of great seniors here who are going to graduate from this Frankfort team. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, Savannah Jackson, Lorelei Loizo, just a couple of them that have been big donors into this state run. And Dollinghouse has had a tremendous grind today, as she has seven total kills coming into this final game. It's Norlie Elizo, man, she has done so much. She had 6 kills in that game against Centralia. Not just that, but she also had 6 kills in the game against Small River. She has 12 total kills. She also has a block. So, again, it has been a phenomenal day for a lot of these athletes on both sides, and here they will look to conclude their play in a matchup here to end the 2025 season and trying to put it with a cherry on top here. A high note, if you will, for both of these teams. Frankfurt here, they will serve first. It's a match between the Frankfurt Wildcats and Gothel Bluebirds. Both teams not guaranteed Saturday, but a chance here to finish off postseason with a win. Dirksen puts it over here to the Frankfurt side. Anderson out to the left. Elizo back left corner. Does she take it down? And unfortunately, going a little long there. Gothel earns the first point. It is now 1-0. Gothel now leading set number one. Back to serve is Dirksen. One of the top players here returning on this team for next season. Just a young sophomore with 400 kills in this season for her. Frankfurt with it on their side. Here it's going to be a free ball that gets sent over by Parthamer. Up front, handling it 10-foot line. Now Isabel sets it over. Here Frankfurt, a chance on the left line. And putting it down on the near boundary is Parthamer. Great work with it. Tessa Parthamer, she's averaged 4 kills a match here in the state tournament. Here she's in good pace to keep that going. Here it is 1-1. And O'Neill going right into the net for Gossel. That gives a point. Here another for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Frankfurt now up 2-1. Back to serve behind the service line. For the Frankfurt Wildcats, it's Savannah Jackson. Now O'Neill, another try here from the far side. Couldn't get it put down. Miscommunication in the middle of the court from Frankfurt. Miscommunication from Savannah Jackson and a couple of surrounding players. And that ball hits the ground. It's now 2-2. Gossel and Frankfurt here in set number one. Gossel here back with it is both the libero and an ace off the top of the tape. And Voth putting down her first kill, or excuse me, her first point, an ace of the state tournament. Frankfurt with it, handling in the backcourt. Lorelei Loizo sends over the free ball. Voth in the backcourt, picking for Gossel. And then O'Neill sharpening it down to the far side. And that puts down the kill for Gossel, the Bluebirds. Bluebirds now on a run here, 3-2 in a row. Now 4-2, Gossel leads here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Voth, here's the serve, gets it over. Haug right in front, a set for Parthamer, and Parthamer shreds down the middle of the court for a big spike and kill. And Parthamer, 2 kills early here for the Frankfurt Wildcats in set number one. 4-3 now. Frankfurt breaks up the 2-point spurt there for Gossel. Gossel 4, Frankfurt 3 in set number one. There's the serve over by Haug of Frankfurt. Gossel with it, slamming. Trying to set up her outside hitter at Aldisford, but Aldisford goes right into the net. And just like that, Frankfurt's able to tie it up early here, 4-4. Haug steps back behind the service line, rating the next serve, a 5'5" junior setter. Here she goes, the right hand, tries to float it over, but it goes right into the right side of the net for the point for the Gothel Bluebirds. 5-4 now. Gothel takes back control and the possession as Isabel Aldisford heads back behind the service line, the 5'7" junior opposite side hitter, and here she gets it across. Haug sets up left side to Anderson. Anderson puts it down a rope and gets picked up in the back court. Now here, left side, down the line, back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Again, the 10-foot line, Norlie Elizo sends over a free ball, back court handled by Aldifer. Now Flaming set up once more, Neil on the far left sideline. A long ride between both these teams that continues to brew here. Both, libero, now O'Neill, sending it back over. It's the Frankfurt in the middle. Elizo, a deep set rally, still continuing. O'Neill, she's got to get a free ball over. It's diagonal, a chance for a setup right in the middle. It's back to Parthamer. Parthamer on the back line, she puts it down. A big rally, the longest we've definitely had all day. And Parthamer with a sharp shot in the back corner. It is now 5-5. Here, Frankfurt's able to tie it up. O'Neill sends it to the back line, and she puts down the kill off the hands of Haug of the Frankfurt Wildcats. 6-5 now. Gossel leads here over Frankfurt. Heading back to serve for Gossel. It's Haley Rosefield, the 5'6" senior. She gets it over the top of the net. Here's a quick set right to the back of Lorelei Loizzo, and she finds the back left corner. Actually, they get the tip from the top of the line to Lorelei Loizzo. Now with 13 kills in this state tournament, the first kill of this set and match, here gets Gossel. And here now, 7-6. Frankfurt only down by one. Serve is over by Loizzo, and Loizzo puts it long for the service error. First service error of the set for the Frankfurt Wildcats. They only had one service error against Little River, but they unfortunately had four service errors against Centralia. They're looking to try to clean that up in this category here. Now, they've reset the score here to 6-6. I believe it should be 8-6. They're working with it. Frankfurt Wildcats put it down the right side. And getting the kill there was Parkamer. And now they put the score back up properly. It's 7-7. Here, getting it over Anderson on the serve. 7-7 here. Frankfurt just tying it. That's stopped with his net. Dollinghouse blocks it, sends it back over to the Gossel side. Now Frankfurt's handling up front and in the front court. And Dollinghouse puts it down. Dollinghouse. She has been the glue of the team this season that Vicki Adams is credited for. She's a 5'5" sophomore outside hitter. She'll be an incredible returner to next year's team and for continuous years here in the program. 8-7, Frankfurt has taken the lead. Dirksen trying to get her hands on it to get it back to Gossel. Here, Flaming will give another chance to Dirksen, and Dirksen will put it over the top of the net, and it will ricochet out of bounds. Frankfurt now, back-to-back points. Right now, Frankfurt 8-7, now 9-7. Especially waiting there on that score change. We've had a couple of times they've been a little late on adjusting the score. Sometimes we're getting hit until kind of later on in the match itself, or the set itself, I should say. And here, putting down a kill on the near side, there's clear classes. The first kill against here in the Frankfurt Wildcats. 9-8, Gosselin down, back by one here. Trying to reclaim this lead. Flanning puts it over here on the serve. The setter for Gossel. Kind of 10-foot line. A backwards set here. It's the Parthamer. Parthamer searching for the back line. Man, she scoped that out well. Parthamer, the sharpshooter in set one. She has averaged 4 kills now a set or a match here. Every team she has played so far. Playing now Gossel with 4 kills in this set. Dollinghouse, here's the serve. Strength puts up 10-8. Here, Flanning sitting up Dirksen. It's hit back across. Block up front by Haug, but it gets back over by Gossel. Frankfurt a chance to handle. Haug with the dink. Gossel back with it. In front of the 10-foot line. Back set. Aldifer up front. In control. Punching it over. Frankfurt. Now here, Gossel. Flanning. Dirksen. The line. And a kill that hits the score, people. Oh, my gosh. The power on that hit by Dirksen. It went flying. After the attempt to dig. So a good long rally ended by a power punch by Dirksen. It's 10-9. Gossel still down by a one here to Frankfurt. Air set, back set. Parthamer, the finesse tap over. In the front court, handling and dishing it over for the kill is O'Neill. That is back-to-back kills here for Gossel. That have went wild. 10-10. Gossel ties it. Last tie was at 7-7. Haug the dink, and that dink goes right in through the net. She tried to fake a set to her teammate and instead placed it over on the other side of the net, but didn't realize how much leverage she had on the jump attempt. So Gossel takes the lead here, 11-10. Haug with it. This time she will back set. And it'll be a Parthamer in a huge block up front. O'Neill leading the charge. Isabella O'Neill, the 5'6" outside hitter freshman who's well over 300 kills this freshman season. I'll tell you what, Gossel, they return a lot of young talent between O'Neill and Dirksen. They'll be a scary team next season for sure. Air house, upside, Parthenmer, deep break corner, both picks it up. Slamming now to O'Neal, and O'Neal secures it in the back corner with a kill. 13-10, and Gossel now getting themselves going. They have scored 5 straight points now. 13-10. Dirksen sends it across. Up front here, and Cowes attempts with another dink, but unfortunately not able to get it over. Gossel with the point. It's 14-10, and just like that, Vicky Adams will have to call a timeout here to get her team back on track. It's 14-10. The Gossel Bluebirds lead here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. 92.1 at KMZ. We'll take a quick 30, step aside, we'll be right back.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt using a timeout down 14-10 here to Gossel. And actually, by the way, Frankfurt, they've called 6 total timeouts in the state tournament. Every single timeout so far, they have scored the first point right after it on timeouts they have called. So we'll see if they can keep that trend continuing. Kind of a looser fun fact there. And here with it is Frankfurt. Parthmer sends it over on a free ball, and that's a point. The trend continues here for Frankfurt. They have scored after every single timeout they have called. But again, they have struggled to continue to score after those timeouts after getting that first point. They're only down now 14-11, though, in set number one. And almost an ace, but Aldifer gets it over for Gossel. Now here's Orlai Loizo, a nice setup on the far right side. And she puts it away. Back-to-back points here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Just going to keep this going. I would love to give a shout-out here to the Frankfurt Wildcats community and crowd. A huge crowd here, by the way. I mean, tremendous compared to the Gossel side. Their student section is all red. You got to love it. And Gossel here, left side of the net. Aldifer will be credited the kill. Out 3 kills here on the tournament. Kill here against Frankfurt Wildcats. 14-11. Gossel leads over Frankfurt. Here, Aldifer. There, Loizo. Loizo, a power shot down. And, excuse me, now 15-13. They hadn't adjusted the score on the board yet. They finally did. Add the point for both teams they needed. Frankfurt now here with the serve. It's Haug. Haug sends it across the right corner. Now slamming. Back set. Left side. And does Aldenfer have the touch to it? No, she does not. Goes out beyond the back line. And just like that, Frankfurt only down by 1. 15-14 here against the Gossel Bluebirds. Haug here sends it. Left side. Slamming. Out to O'Neal. And O'Neal right into the net. It ties at 15-all here in set number 1. So far the most competitive set and match both these teams have played. In this state tournament, both teams 0-2. They're not guaranteed Saturday. They have been knocked out, as that is for Little River and Centroy to move on in this side of the floor. Parthenmer, here, Haug, Lorelai Loizo, up front. Nice set to almost put it down for a point, could not secure it, though. Here's back with it, Frankfurt. Lorelai Loizo, can this attempt be good? No, out far to the right side. 16-15. Yes, we'll take it back over. Back to serve is Aldifer. So Gessel. Aldifer, the right-hand serve, ships it across. Picking it up is Anderson, and that goes into the net from Parthenmer. A setting error, and now Gossel is up 17-15. Two-point lead here over Frankfurt in set number one. out, quick set, Loizzo up front though. Great blocking effort by O'Neal. Two blocks in the set for her. She had 7 kills against the Centralia Panthers early on. And Gossel, they were taken care of by Centralia 25-20, 25-18. Here's a set to the right side. Parthamer, and she gets it down. Parthamer, she has been on fire in this set here against Gossel. 5 kills against the Bluebirds. 18-16. So Gossel still leads here by 2. Parthamer sails over the serve, and O'Neal on the left side here, that far part of the net, puts it down for another kill. And O'Neal, that has been her resting ground, is the weak side of the net, which is that left side, and she has been phenomenal from it. Here is Frankfurt, and trying to put it down, Dollinghouse, and accidentally putting it a little far beyond the backcourt line. 20-16. Here, Gossel leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats. 5-4. We'll take a quick timeout as Frankfurt calls once, and we'll do the same. 2016, Gossel leads here over the Frankfurt Wildcats here in set number 1 here in Dodge City.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and at Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community Healthcare System, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org.
Land Radio.
Welcome back here to Dodge City, Kansas at United Wireless Arena. Gossel is up 20-16 over the Frankfurt Wildcats in set 1. Both teams 0-2, not moving on to Saturday, but a chance to end the season off with a little bit of pride and something to keep their head above their shoulders about, to end the year with a win at the postseason state tournament. Here with it is Gossel, back set, kind of long with it, and sending that one far, but they're going to say in the back line is Sophia Flores. That is her first kill recorded in this state tournament. So nice kill there for her. And now Gossel's up 21-16. Here, Parthamer up front now. Free ball needs to get sent over. Anderson does so for the Frankfurt Wildcats. And now on the left side, Dirksen, called her name for a while. Now push over. Here it is, Gossel working with it. Dirksen looking for the backcourt line, and Dirksen spots it. Her third kill of the set, 22-16. Tracing her way back to serve is Haley Rosehill, the 5'6" senior. One of the seniors here that will, her season coming to an end after this match concludes. Both teams, season's coming to an end, of course, here, near side, and a tap put down, another one for Flores, for Gossel. Incredible work there. I haven't called her name, really, in the 2 games I've called here for Gossel, but he's made some work here in the later half portion of this Frankfurt game. And Dollinghouse sends it over on a deep set. And now it's for Dirksen. Dirksen looks to the back right corner. It goes out. Too much power behind it. It is 23-17. Frankfurt trails by 6 to Gossel. Fan crowd getting the ball back here on the court, thankfully. Shout out to them. Lorelei Loizzo, here's the serve. Drips over the top of the net and the back right corner. That's an ace for Lorelei Loizzo, her first of the state tournament. And not only, I believe, her first, but the team's first also of the state tournament. So that's pretty awesome right there for Loizzo to cap that stone. Here Loizzo sends the next one over the net. Fleming picks it up. Now to Dirksen. Dirksen just over the top of the tape, but Dick sends it back over. And there we go. Flores staying in the flow with it. up front. That's her third point here scored in this set. 24-18. Gossel over Frankfurt, trying to secure set number one. Here's Flores on the serve. Frankfurt handling. They send it over on a free ball. And now Dirksen, a chance to cap it away. Dirksen, another shot. It's still alive. Frankfurt keeps it alive. Free ball. Here to Gossel to handle. Left side. Dirksen. Deep set here. Good chance for a kill if you're Frankfurt. But Gossel's able to handle it from Parthamer's spike. Here's Dirksen's spike, and Dirksen puts it away. And Gossel secures set number one here over Frankfurt, 25-18. And the Frankfurt Wildcats will now be required to force three. Or here they end the tournament winless. Again, both these teams will go home after this match. Both were 0-2 so far in this tournament play. Of course, already Centralia and Little River Guaranteed will have that matchup next year. 92.1 KMZA, where Centralia Riverside or Little River will fight for the number one spot in the pool. We're back here in a quick 60 here on MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfurt Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfurt Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfurt Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on MSU Sports Radio Network down here at United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. Here, Frankfurt Wildcats taking on the Gossel Bluebirds. Frankfurt losing set number one, 25-18. Gossel here looking to try to secure at least one win. It would be the only chance they would have to secure a win here at the state tournament. Again, this is the last matchup for both these teams. They're both out on Saturday. Little River and Centralia play up next year. We'll have that game on 92.1 KMZA, a rematch of last year's state championship game between Centralia and Little River. That will be decide the number one spot here in the Pool A play. But again, Frankfurt, Gossel, season's over, but a chance to at least end with a win. Both these teams would like to do so. End on a high note, especially for so many great seniors down there on the court for both sides. But I'll tell you what, Gossel, they have an upcoming really nice class of athletes with a 5'5" sophomore in Delaney Dirksen, who's had over 400 kills this season, and a 5'6" freshman in Isabella O'Neill, who's had over 300 kills this season. This is a team that honestly could contend for a state title arguably next year, depending on how much improvement you see from those younger players. Frankfurt Wildcats, unfortunately, they do graduate a pretty hefty senior class. Orlando Wiser, Savannah Jackson, and Ashlyn Dollinghouse amongst the three that helped this team get to this point here and to clinch the first postseason berth in the state tournament play since 2010 for this Frankfurt team. But again, it's been an incredible ride for both these teams to get here. It's been an improbable journey, most would consider, but both these teams have well earned their chance to come down here to Dodge City. Here we start set number two. Gossel with the serve. Here Frankfurt trying to rip away the first point. But it's Gossel on their side. Dirksen. Dirksen back over. It's received by Frankfurt. A beautiful save by Savannah Jackson to keep this rally going. Another dig. An early rally for this first point. Savannah Jackson spiking it down the backcourt. Picked up by Gossel. Here's Aldefort. And she puts down the kill. What an incredible first point earned, first point earned, and set number two for both these teams. Gossel jumps up on top here, 1-0. Back to serve here, Fleming gets it over. Haug, back setting, getting it to Dollinghouse, a short set, over, and it finds the gap in the defense. 1-1. Frankfurt ties it in set two. The must-win set two for Frankfurt. They drop set one 25-18. Frankfurt that's searching for their 12th win here of the season. As of right now, 11-31. But still here in the state tournament. Off to the near side from O'Neill. Gossel now here with the 1-point lead. 2-1 here over the Wildcats. Haug setting up left side of Parthenberg, and I believe they're going to get the four hits here. And they will. They call the four hits against Frankfurt. And now Gossel up 2-3-1. Back to serve is the all-star caliber player, Delaney Dirksen. The young sophomore puts it across. Now here, left, Parthenberg looking for that back left corner. Could not get it to get down. Here's O'Neill. O'Neill against the single block and Haug. And against the grain, O'Neill a kill on the outside. It is 4-1. Gossel, a strong push for an early start in set number two. Dirksen chips it over. Haug taps it across. Back set. Anderson's got to keep it between the antennas. She does. Frankfurt handling again. Here's Parthenberg coming to the back court. Gossel slamming and trying to go for the back court line. It's O'Neill again. That strong side could not get it down. And there's another one from Parthenberg on a free ball. Gossel here long rally. And Oliver this time is not able to put a cap on it. For Gossel, Bluebirds. I said Frankfurt gets the point here after a long shot from Oliver. 4-2. Frankfurt trailing by 2 points here. Bennett Jackson just had to serve. Jackson trying to receive it in the back row after a spike from O'Neill. Could not take the heat. O'Neill, 3 kills in this set. Gossel, 5-2 in set number 2. Be sure to everybody to keep in mind that we continue coverage here tomorrow starting at 10 o'clock with Valley Heights and Oakley on 92.1 KMZA. And also on 93.7 Care Radio, we'll start play off with the Jefferson County North Chargers. Again, catch both those games for the MSU Sports Radio Network. Service error here for Gossel. It's a freebie here for the Panthers. 5-3. Excuse me. The Wildcats. Wildcats only down by 2. 5-3 here. That's the Frankfurt Wildcats. Haug chips over the free ball. In the front court, there's O'Neill on that strong side. Once more, couldn't put it down. Haug left, and a dink to get it over. Aldifer, Fleming. Fleming to O'Neill from behind the 10-foot line. And Frankfurt gets into their own net. 6-3. Gossel now. With the headway lead in set number two. They secured set one 25-18. And lost both matches against Centralia and Little River. Centralia 25-20, 25-18, and Little River 25-15, 25-13. Here, Fleming to O'Neill. Here's that 1-2 punch combo. And that time, O'Neill goes long. And Frankfurt now went down by 2, 6-4. Heading back behind the service line is Tessa Parthenberg. Sails it with her right hand. Dirksen was back to receive that. And now up front, a huge block by Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Her second block of the tournament, unofficially, 6-5. Gossel only ahead by 1 here to Frankfurt. And here's a chance for O'Neill again. And O'Neill finds the backcourt line. Man, we have just said that it feels like every time we have a bump set and spike, Fleming to O'Neill on that far side. It has been the connection for most and all of this second set. And now here, Frankfurt dealing with it. Sending a free ball over is Parthenberg. Fleming, this time it's Dirksen on that far boundary. She nearly puts it down. Loizo, Haug, here's back to Loizo. I think they send it over. I think back across here to the Frankfurt side. Half left and punishing on the near is Dollinghouse. just had the block for a point. Well, there you go. Put another scoop on top. That's a kill. Back to serve here is Lorelei Loiseau. Shifts it over the top of the tape. And now Dirksen, Dirksen, back corner. And I believe they got Dirksen over the top of the net. Yes, they did. It is now 7-all in set number 2. As a reminder, after this, we'll have Centralia and Little River, the state championship last year rematch. There's Little River who came out on top, though. And here coming out on top, Dirksen left side, puts down a diagonal spike to get Gossel the 8-7 lead. Frankfurt rolling the volleyball over there to the Gossel side. And here back to serve will be Sophia Flores, who had a tremendous set number 1 here against the Frankfurt Wildcats with 3 points and 2 kills. Here Dirksen, Dirksen trying to punish another one, and she does. Dirksen, 4 kills this match here against the Wildcats of Frankfurt. And Dirksen, she had an outstanding 9 kills against Centralia. 9-7, Gossel up by 2 against Frankfurt in set number 2, a must-win set 2 for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here's on the left side, and Savannah Jackson could not get it to put down. Free ball gets sent over by Dirksen. Here dealing with it is Frankfurt, and pinballing around. Can they keep it alive? No, they can't. Frankfurt going in on the other side of the antenna, and Gossel now up 10-7. Back to serve once more. Flores, Flores flows it over. And coming up in the middle, lots of momentum behind the trailing heat of the feet. And Ashlyn Dollinghouse pumbles a kill down Broadway. 10-8. Frankfurt here now at the serving possession. Anderson. Now, Dirksen handle on the dig. Frankfurt with it. Set to push it over. And Fleming, Dirksen another free ball. Here's a chance for a big setup for Frankfurt. They get it right up in the middle. Here's Dollinghouse off the top of the tape. Now, Gossel's got a chance for a set. But we have the 10-foot line. O'Neill sends it over. Now is another chance for Frankfurt, but it is blocked. A double block up front by Dirksen. And mostly led there by the 5'7" sophomore, Claire Klassen. 11-8. Gossel leads by 3 in set 2. Back to serve is Jenna Fleming, the team's main processor and setter. And she sends that serve long. It's Gossel's second service error of this set. And really, there's not much else you can say about Fleming. She has been pretty much the center of the offense there on that side. As she sets up another one for Dirksen. Dirksen nearly puts it down, but is able to get handled here by Savannah Jackson. Tries pushing it back across and out to Frankfurt. Frankfurt back set. Here's another try. Haug. And now Gossel puts it behind the 10-foot line and getting in front of it. Spiking it down is Dirksen. And this is going to be a deep free ball here sent back to Gossel. Back set. All defer, and there's the kill right between the arms, right up in the air there, was Tessa Parthenmer trying to attempt the block, but bouncing between the goalposts on the spike there was Aldefer. Aldefer, 2 kills here in this match against Frankfurt, and a kill attempt here goes long for Parthenmer up front. It is now here 13-9. Gossel leads over the Frankfurt Wildcats. We'll take a step aside as Frankfurt comes out with a timeout here. Down by 4, 13-9, and must win set number 2. They lost set number 1, 25-18. They need to win this one to push a set 3. We're back here at Eclipse 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt is down 13-9 here to Gossel in set number two. They lost set one 25-18, trailing here by four in a must-win set number two for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Both these teams, this is their final match here of the postseason play. It'll be Little River and Centralia who come out of this Pool A and will play on Saturday, but Little River and Centralia still get to decide who gets that number one spot, and that will be coming up right after this matchup. Here right now, Gossel handling it in the backcourt. Aldefer sends it, gets picked up. Nice dig by Dollinghouse, and that sets up a great point earned as Haug was able to punch it over and get credited the point. She's at 3 points here in the state tournament. Haug, she's done a lot of work, a 5'5" junior setter. Now Gossel O'Neill back on that left side. We'll see what kind of danger she can get in here with the Gossel Bluebirds. And continuing here, O'Neill back with it. Another try, and there she goes. Buries it on that left line. Four kills in the set here for Isabella O'Neill. It's 14-10. And by the way, Frankfurt, they have called 7 total timeouts in this tournament all 7 times. They have been the ones to score first after their own timeout. It's kind of a cool little stat there. And here a service there from Gossel, and that gives the ball right back here to the Frankfurt Wildcats. 14-11. Gossel's up by 3. 3 service errors in this set here for Gossel. Fleming. Back set. All deferred. Does Carsimer put it down? No, she does not. We're going to get the point credit there to Aldefer with the kill. It's 15-11 now. Gossel with a 4-point lead over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Aldefer here sends it on the serve. Haug, Lorelei Loiso, right in front of Aldefer to the left side. Huge kill by Loiso. 4 points in this match. He has nearly averaged 6 points a match here in this postseason contest. She has been phenomenal. And here O'Neill, a big hit there from the left side. That's another kill for her. And Isabella O'Neill has had no answer for her on that weak side of the net. No one has been able to block her. She has only been solid. 16-12 here. Gossel leads over Frankfurt by 4, and there's an ace! Sharply ripped by Harley Rosefield. Her first ace of the state tournament for the 5'6" freshman. Definitely got a feel good there to get. 17-12 here. Rosefield sends it over. Here left side, lots of momentum underneath the legs. Dollinghouse trying to put a spike and kill down, could not execute it. Here's a chance up front, and now another point here for the Gossel Bluebirds. It's 17. This one here to the Frankfurt Wildcats. 17 to now 13. And that heads right into the net for the service error. Frankfurt Wildcats down 18-13 now. Down by 5 here. Frankfurt here to Gossel. Serve is over by Flores. And that's another ace here for the Bluebirds. And Flores picking up her first of the state tournament. Gossel 19, Frankfurt 13. She ships over another. Here, back set. Frankfurt trying to set up Anderson. And she gets the point for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Now 19-14. Gossel only up by 5. back to serve. Here Anderson, upside, and Jerkson. Anderson setting quick set right up in front, and Savannah Jackson finding a gap in the defense. Gossel now only up 19-15. Back with it. Now putting it across over. Here is Gossel. Lorelei Loizzo in the front court. Pushing to the right side, Dollinghouse. Gossel, Fleming, Dirksen. And finding the lot. No, she doesn't. Just a skosh out. Frankfurt gets the point. And Frankfurt, they're crawling back. Don't look too quick if you're Gossel. It's 19-16. Here Anderson sends it over. Fleming to Dirksen, who will go up now for a block attempt, and she'll put it away. 20-16. Gossel, 20-16 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Game for pride here for both these teams, trying to end it on a high note. Fleming, the setter, gets it over here for Gossel, and Savannah Jackson, I think, a point. Jackson here. 4 points total in this state tournament here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's 20-17. Gossel here leads by three. Dirksen finds a gap. An alley, if you will, here diagonally. Dirksen, her third point of the set. She's at 6 total points in the match. It is 21-17. Gossel here, up by 4 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. The sophomore Dirksen back to serve. Parthamer to receive. Now Parthamer have a chance for the spike, and she puts it right into the net, unfortunately. It is now 22-17. Delaney Dirksen. Back behind the service line. Sends it over, and that is sent long. That is a service error, the fourth here of the set for Gossel. It's 22-18, but Frankfurt, they're still in it. They can still wiggle this set out and force the set three, but they got to start getting some chunks of scoring going. And Alderfer on the near side for Gossel waves the finger and gets the kill. Gossel now 23, Frankfurt 18. The libero for the Bluebirds steps back in the service line. Mackenzie Vo, she's got one ace in the tournament so far. She sends it over, and how nearly with a dink, but the defense on Gossel's ready for it. Now it's back with Frankfurt. Lorelei Loizzo down Broadway, the star of the show. Whoa, they're going to change the call here, actually. They originally had Lorelei Loizzo for the kill. Reverse that. They're going to say it was out. 24-18, that's match point. Gossel here over Frankfurt. Both these teams, it's their last match here of the season. Playing just to finish the postseason with the win. And the deep set goes too long for Lorelei Loizzo. And that will end back-to-back sets here. Both 25-18 and 25-18. Gossel will leave 1-2 at the state tournament. But now their season comes to an end completely. And so does the Frankfurt Wildcats. They finish 0-3 at the state tournament. And will go home as well. So both Gossel and Frankfurt, the season is over. But upcoming here are the two teams that are guaranteed Saturday. It's Little River and Centralia, a rematch of last season's state championship game that Little River took in straight sets. Of course, Centralia looking to get a little bit of revenge. And really, they kind of did so in the state title in basketball as they beat Rivers at Little River there. But I have a chance now to do it in volleyball. All right, we're going to take a step aside. We'll do a quick recap of this match, and then we'll take one long break. We'll come back for our final game slated for the evening. It's Little River and Centralia. But again, Gossel, they just beat Frankfurt 25-18, 25-18 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Now's the time to call Trailers for You at 785-292-4166. Looking for a rugged Travelong steel stock trailer built to last, or ready to step up to a premium Merritt aluminum stock trailer? We'll get it built your way with the features that matter most to you. And while you're here, let's talk seed. Find out what's working on our farm and get yours ordered today to lock in the best prices. That's Trailers for You in downtown Frankfort, your trusted trailer and seed headquarters. Call us today at 785-292-4166.
Local family owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network down here from United Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. The Frankfort Wildcats here will go home. Both teams actually they just played will go home here. Frankfort Wildcats, though, they go home 0-3 through pool play, not able to get out of it. Same thing here for the Gospel Bluebirds. They don't escape pool play. They finish 1-2. Gospel, again, they lost to Centralia 25-20, 25-18. They lost to Little River 25-15, 25-13. And here they were able to at least finish out with a win in the pool play 25-18, 25-18 over the Frankfort Wildcats. But again, Frankfort, they lost to Little River 25-15, 25-16. Then they played Centralia 25-18 and then 25-17. And then just lost to Gospel 25-18 and 25-18. So again, both these teams are done here for the season. I'd like to give a shout out though to all the Frankfort seniors though and their incredible journey up to this point and being able to get this team to this postseason when a lot of people were not considering this team a chance to get to this spot, and they were able to defy all odds and get here. So a big shout out to these seniors who again graduate in the spring. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, a senior, Savannah Jackson, a senior, Lacey Hyde, a senior, and Laura Lila Wiseau. Four great seniors there on that Frankfort team that helped this team get to this point in the season. Even though they're going home, they still had an incredible year to remember, especially that sub-state run with that big upstate over Rock Hills. Real quick from stats, though, from Frankfort as they wrap things up. Unofficial, though, Lorelei Loizeau finished with 15 total kills throughout the state tournament here. One ace and a block. Tessa Parthmer had 13 kills, and Ashton Dollinghouse had 10 kills and 2 blocks. All right, well, that wraps up it here for Frankfort and Gossel. They go home. But up next here, it's a rematch of last year's state championship game, the Centralia Panthers and the Little River Redskins. We have that matchup upcoming here on 92.1 at KMZ8. Don't go nowhere and stay in your seats. And heck, bring out, I'd say popcorn, but surely you got a candy bowl, some Reese's and some other things in there. It's going to be a sweet treat, this next matchup. We'll take a step aside. We're back here in a couple minutes.